Hi, this is Lou Rockwell, and I was just on RT, and I thought you'd like hearing it.
There may be progress, but it's not all good, then. The deal being talked about now wouldn't resolve the crisis, but rather kick the can down the road, setting the scene for another budget showdown early next year. Let's talk to Lou Rockwell, chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, which defends the free market. Hi there, good evening. What's it to be, default or a last-minute salvation here? What do you think?
Well, I wouldn't call it a salvation, Kevin, but I think there probably will be a last-minute deal. I'd like to see a default. It's the only way we're ever going to get a balanced budget. It forces the government to live on its income and stop borrowing. It's far too much borrowing by the American government. Really, everybody in American society is too much in debt. We need less debt. And if we want less debt, the only way we'll ever get these birds to do it in Washington is just, you know, don't raise the debt ceiling.
Well, I'm sure many people agree with you, but the knock-on implications would be horrendous, wouldn't they, for not only America,
no.
The rest of the world, too, if that happened.
No, it would be wonderful. The idea that the whole world is sustained by growing American debt, that it has to be more and more borrowing in order to, you know, make everybody prosperous. It doesn't work, by the way. Unemployment rates are horrific rates all over the Western world. None of us feel comfortable economically. We're all worried about the future. The government is harming us. So the idea that, you know, less government is somehow harmful, it's just the reverse. This is, of course, Keynesianism, that we have to have more government, more spending, more debt perpetually, and that'll make us all wealthy. No, it doesn't. It helps the banksters. It helps the government, helps the military-industrial complex and, you know, all the big companies associated with the government. It hurts regular people. So we want an end to the debt and we want much less spending. I'd like an end to the spending, but unfortunately that's not going to come. But there's a slight chance that we might see an end to the debt.
Come 48 hours, if there is no agreement, central banks are making contingency plans around the world to try and shore themselves up. Could they actually protect against the worst of the fallout here if it does happen?
Well, first of all, the government does a huge amount of spending that's so-called off budget. It's not part of the budget, so it's not affected, you know, not affected by a lot of these alleged restrictions. That goes on. And of course, why do they need to tax anybody? Why do they need to borrow the money? Why doesn't Ben Bernanke just print it all? I mean, we're told that this is wonderful for us, quantitative easing. Why don't they, you know, quintuple quantitative easing and just handle everything that way? Mm. You can't believe anything they say. It's the old British saying, never believe anything till it's been officially denied. I think that's I don't think we should believe the Republicans or the Democrats. They don't have the people's best interest at heart. They only have themselves and the special interests.
Lou, while you're on the line, it's interesting. When the economic crisis was raging in the Eurozone, Obama and Congress both had a lot to say on the matter. We've got a clip from Obama from a couple of years ago. Let's take a quick listen.
We're going through a financial crisis that is scaring the world, and they're trying to take responsible actions, but those actions haven't been quite as quick as they need to be. The biggest headwind the American economy is facing right now is uncertainty about Europe, because it's affecting global markets.
Well, and the shoe's now back on the other foot. Why should he be taking a bit more of his own advice there? Begs the question, though, Lou?
Well, it's always somebody else's fault, right? It's not his fault. It's not the American government's fault. It's, you know, those guys in Europe. So the nation that's fundamentally at fault for the trouble in the world is the U.S. government. It's got the biggest economy. It's got the biggest debt, the biggest spending, the biggest military, all the wars it's waging. If they really are worried about, you know, they don't have enough money, why don't they shut down the NSA and stop spying on everybody? Why don't they bring the troops home from Afghanistan and Iraq and Yemen and Pakistan and all the rest of these places? Stop killing people. That would save a quadrillion dollars. That would solve all the budget problems. That's my advice to Mr. Obama.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there would say what you're saying makes perfect sense there. Lou Rockwell, thank you for your time, chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sir, we just want to record one more question
sure.
As live. So can you please don't go away?
Mr. Rockwell, just two more questions. The first question is, if the Senate deal does go through, it'll be a stopgap measure by the looks of it. Can the U.S. afford another mess like this in a few months' time?
It makes the U.S. government look bad, but they are bad. So it's a circus, and they're all a bunch of clowns out of a Stephen King novel. And, they're always going to be clowns. It's not going to have any effect. Except a circus effect. So maybe it rivets people. Maybe they look at it, they pay attention to it, well, which they love in the Congress, of course. But it's not economically damaging at all, because the government spending and the government borrowing, which they want to facilitate, that's the problem. And of course, the inflation, we can never forget Mr. Bernanke.
Sir, one more question. And what's this crisis done to the dollar or its future? Everyone's talking about the need for an alternative. Do you believe we're headed for that?
I do. I don't know when it's coming, but I think you can't have the amount of dollar creation that the Federal Reserve is engaging in, the amount of currency manipulation. Now, they accuse other countries of currency manipulation. Nobody manipulates their currency like the U.S. government does. So the vast amounts of increased dollars that they're putting out mean, yes, the end is coming to the dollar as the reserve currency. Who knows what's going to take place? Will it be some combination? Will it be the Chinese currency, the Russian currency, Brazil? I mean, we don't know. But yes, the end is coming to dollar hegemony because of the amount of dollar printing, the dollar creation that the Federal Reserve is engaged in. I think that's inevitable. But, you know, as to the time, I don't know.
Sir, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for being with us. So that's all for now.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Well, thanks so much for listening to the Lou Rockwell Show today. Take a look at all the podcasts. There have been hundreds of them. There's a link on the LRC front page. Thank you.